Issues, Etc. regular guest, Pastor Stephen Parks, on why your congregation should join the Issues, Etc. 300.
If I could, I'd just like to challenge any Lutheran pastors that are listening to consider becoming one of the congregations that supports Issues, Etc. My own congregation is a very small church, and I know it can be difficult to try and budget $1,000 a year to become one of the Issues, Etc. 300. But if you're being blessed by this, as I know you are, and if your congregation is being blessed by this, as I know that it is, I submit to bring it to the congregation to prayerfully consider supporting the outreach of Issues, Etc., not only here in the United States, but also around the world. Thank you so much for what you do.
Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues, Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget. Simply go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues, Etc. The Issues, Etc. 300. All right, it's time for us to pick our Issues, Etc. blogs of the week. If you'd like us to read your blog, if you're blogging, go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support at the bottom of that page. You'll find the Issues, Etc. widget. Put it at your blog, and then let us know that your blog exists. Talk back at issuesetc.org. We'll start reading it. Maybe we'll pick yours for Issues, Etc. blog of the week.
My pick this week, We Are All Beggars, is the name of the blog. It's a blog post titled, I Need a Vacation. I thought those words many times. I've heard them from the lips of just about everyone I know. And now it's vacation season. Summer is upon us. It seems the warm weather is here for good. People all over will be rushing to vacation spots, navigating through dense traffic, compelled to simply get away. Our minds are filled with hopes of vacations, baseball, barbecue, beaches, relaxation, and attending the divine service to receive the body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of sins, of which are many. Well, at least that's what should fill our minds. And then he's got a quote from Luther. Those who do not hold the sacrament in high esteem indicate that they have no sin, no flesh, no devil, no world, no death, no dangers, no hell. That is, they believe they have none of these things, although they are up to their neck in them and belong to the devil twice over. On the other hand, they indicate that they need no grace, no life, no paradise, no heaven, no Christ, no God, nor any other good thing. For if they believe that they had so much evil and needed so much good, they would not neglect the sacrament in which help against such evil is provided and in which so much good is given. It would not be necessary to compel them with any law to receive the sacrament. Instead, they would come on their own, rushing and running to it. They would compel themselves to come and would insist that you give them the sacrament. And this blogger concludes, though the unabated passion of my flesh cries, I need a vacation, the only thing it truly needs is forgiveness. Rush to the sacrament. My pick for Issues, Etc. blog of the week, We Are All Beggars.
Mine comes from a blog that we've picked before. I know we have. It's called What Accords with Sound Doctrine. The blog post is called Give No Ground, a quote from C.F.W. Walther. If a theologian is asked to yield and make concessions so that peace may at last be established in the church, yet if he refuses to budge on even a single point of doctrine, to human reason this looks like excessive stubbornness, even like downright evil intent. But, on the contrary, he says, they are scolded as disturbers of the peace, even as destroyers of the kingdom of God. They're regarded as men worthy of contempt. But he goes on to say, in fact, it is that very attitude that brings true peace at long last to the church. The quote is amazing. I'll let you read the rest of it for yourself. I'll have Jeff's pick and my pick for Blog of the Week at our website, issuesetc.org. You can read it for yourself. What accords with sound doctrines?
Get this email in from Maggie Carner, our good friend at LCMS World Belief and Human Care, and she says, love hearing Jeff on the air. So seriously, Todd, regarding today's conversation, stop being a pietist and take honorariums, Maggie says.
Oh, I take them, yeah.
You do a fine job earning it. And don't let Jeff bug you on this. And stop bugging Jeff about eating free lunches at the International Center. Let's just all get along, boys. See, that's what,
spoken
every now and
like
then we
someone,
need a woman. We need a woman's input into
spoken
this.
Spoken like someone who still has the taste of one of those free lunches lingering in their mouth, I suspect. Yeah. It blinds people to the reality around them. Well, Jeff has to live by a higher standard. And actually, the standard was not established by me. It was established by Jeff himself. Jeff was the one who swore. It was an oath. I think it was one of those Mormon blood oaths, if I'm not mistaken. He swore that he would never take a free lunch, that he would always bring his own lunch. And then, what was it, one, two, maybe three meetings later? There he was, chicken salad in the commissary for everyone to see, sitting next to none other than the first vice president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. They together eating their free chicken salad, a sight to see, a sight to behold. Compromise abounds even among the likes of Jeff Schwarz. Hour two of Issues, Etc. In 7 minutes, we'll be talking about the number 12 in the Bible.
Continuing education for the Confessional Lutheran. You're listening to Issues, Etc.